Hello, this is Tim Price with the Go Harvest podcast, and I'm glad you're with me today as we talk about creativity becoming more powerful with innovation. Welcome today. I'm glad that you're here to listen in. If you'd like to take a look at this podcast on our blog, you can go to timpriceblog.com, and you can use this for leaders in your church, something to send around, get people talking a little bit. Here's the difference between creativity and innovation. Creativity is thinking up new ideas. Innovation is doing new ideas. If you don't act on it, then you're just brainstorming and in a constant state of it. So there really is a difference between these two, and we're going to take a few minutes to talk about that today. I've been reading a great book called Lead Like It Matters by Craig Groeschel. It's actually an updated and republished version of another book that he did several years ago called It, and it was How Churches and Leaders Can Get It and Keep It. And the book has a ton of great stuff. And I encourage you to go to our blog post, timpriceblog.com, and click on the book and pick it up. And it'll be inspiring to you as you lead your church. The distinction between creativity and innovation, though, is really worth it if you are a church leader. In some ways, we might be tired of thinking of new things. We here in 2022 have come out of a couple of 3 years of the pandemic and all the things that went with that. We feel like we actually have done quite a bit of innovative stuff. We've done a lot of brainstorming. We've done a lot of changing. And there's just been a lot to think about. But as the author states in this book, if there is any group in the world that should be motivated to make improvements reflecting God's creative nature, it should be Christians. Instead of assuming that something will never work, we need to change our thinking and start saying, what if it does work? I just mentioned brainstorming, and it really is pretty standard these days. Everybody knows the process. You say everything with the sky is the limit kind of mindset, and then helps you be motivated to think big and think outside the box and all the buzzwords that we talk about when we're trying to be creative. But too often, we don't take the next step. We don't truly innovate. We don't execute the new idea. We don't take something that has kind of worked or has stopped working and change it so that it can be effective again. Innovation is messy, and that's one of the reasons that people don't really like it too much. It's about trying something you've never done before. It takes a certain level of passion to sort of step out and take a risk, act on a new way of accomplishing a mission or for the church to, you know, do something new to reach people. And here's one thing for church leaders that inspired me from this book, and that is, don't assume that you don't have creative people. You have people in your church who are able to dream up amazing and awesome things because they're God-given gifts and their unique perspectives. So we want to encourage them to seek them out, find them, get around them, invite them into the conversation of what we need to do. You have a lot of people on your team and around your church who are willing to take risks and do something in a new way, and they might run ideas past you. And when they do, encourage it. Talk about what I heard one time when you say, wow, and not how. Don't discourage the idea. Don't pull out and try to get all the little details right away. Just say, it's amazing. Let's explore that. You also want to give those people some authority and begin to trust them. Well, innovation and creativity don't have to have tons of money or momentum for that matter. In fact, if you are being creative and you are innovating, if you are coming up with an idea and taking action on it, then that is what's going to help you get momentum in your church or organization. And they are the things, usually, innovation, creativity, that create a need for and a desire for people to give financially. So here's a couple thoughts about innovation. One, look for the limitations in your ministry, and you will begin to find a prime spot for innovation. How can you make something better? How can you improve on something without spending any money? How can your church act on the passion to reach people with the gospel, even though you don't have, and fill in the blank with whatever you don't have? A good location, or a big budget, or lots of staff, or younger people, or a great worship leader, or whatever the case is. Those limitations are the place that you will be able to find ways to innovate, to put a twist on something, and to change it. I do another podcast called Worship Leader Toolbox, and you're welcome to look that up or share that with a worship leader or ministry in your church. But my cousin Dave was telling me the other day that he loves to do origami. In fact, we've had Dave at our girls' conference doing an origami station just for the fun activity time. And one of the unique things about origami is you're given this certain size square piece of paper, and you have to do whatever you're going to do with that piece of paper without staples or tape or glue. You've got to make it what it needs to be. And you are given that construct, that limitation of a certain size of paper and no other tools. And I just thought that was a great example, that origami example, of what it takes to be creative with what you have. So don't worry about if you don't have lots of staff or younger people or a great worship leader or big budgets or a great location. What you do is you say, Lord, help us to take these creative ideas, the spirit of creativity that you have put into the people here, and help us to begin to take steps to add them, take action, and to bring about something concrete, new and powerful and innovative ways of sharing the gospel. So I'm praying that God's Spirit will give you the courage to be creative and to innovate and to think of ways to act on it. Well, once again, I'm thankful that you are part of this podcast. Love for you to share it and rate it and all those other things. But really, it's fun for me to think about how the church can move forward. I want to throw out a shout out to our church, Troy UMC, in Southern Illinois. It's amazing to think that we have so many people that do think up ideas. And it seems like almost every week, folks are running around saying, let's do this, let's do that. A couple examples, and that is that I sent a note to some of the folks in our worship team a few weeks back and just said, send me any new Christmas songs you're hearing and might be neat for our group. And all of a sudden, the texting loop just kind of blew up with all kinds of links to videos and songs. Another guy in our church had a dream to get a different type of lighting in our worship space. And all of a sudden, after a couple conversations and the budget being cleared, we wound up spending not too much money to change all the house lighting for the worship space. And it took quite a bit of manpower and hours, but it was really inspiring, and it still is. And then just this past weekend, we were getting ready for changing the stage, and somebody found a video of some idea, and somebody else took the idea and ran with it, got the wood, cut the wood, people are painting it. Everything is kind of rolling along for the stage change so that we can inspire people to worship. And each of those falls into a couple of the categories: creativity and taking action, that we are willing to make improvements because we are doing our best for God's church, building the church, and making a difference right here and right now. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this. If you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. If you have thoughts or would like conversation about your own church, I would love to do a little short-term coaching time, just kind of get fresh eyes on the experience you're having. And I hope to see you next time around when we've put the next podcast out. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. We hope this has been encouraging and helpful to you. Stay in touch with us at timpriceblog.com. Until next time, keep following in the footsteps of Jesus and lifting up the name of the Lord. Thanks for your work in ministry.